I was an annoying little shit, rooting around where I should not have been. My stepdad's standard-issue kit bag, a chance discovery at the bottom of a cupboard, was bulbous, made of hard-wearing beige tarpaulin, had a single shoulder strap, and felt intriguingly heavy. It carried the promise of hidden gold. I glanced around quickly to check my mischief had not been noticed and loosened the drawstring, which had been woven tightly through metal hoops. The first piece of treasure trove was a pair of South African military leather boots, deep oxblood, almost burgundy in color. They still had soil from a foreign land, brittle and desiccated, on the soles. Medals and badges, drawn from deeper into the duffel bag, were covered in dust. Then, at the bottom, I hit pay dirt. Bullets of all types and sizes. Some were in small cardboard boxes, others lay loose. Knowing what I know now, most were traditional 7.62mm high-caliber rounds, copper-colored, with a brass casing. I was only 5 and fascinated by echoes of war. No one in our house gave a damn about age restrictions, so I had already watched too many Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. I loved Commando. Retired U.S. Special Forces Colonel John Matrix was my hero. He snapped necks and impaled enemies to avenge members of his former unit, murdered by mercenaries. He rescued hostages, too. Now, 30 years later, I understand the shallowness of such stylized violence and theatrical pain. When blood is shed in battle, it pulses from arteries rather than seeping from artfully concealed capsules. Old soldiers are pursued to their graves by ghosts of fallen comrades and the sins and sacrifices of their youth. My stepdad, Tony Drew, rarely spoke about his experience as a conscript on six-month tours of duty in Angola, where South Africa was drawn into a civil war that began soon after the country's independence in 1975 and continued until 2002.